Couch, old business, an ordinance to amend chapter 115, section 25 of the Code of Sussex County, allowing for increase of density in AR districts within the comprehensive plan areas, providing for specific circumstances, fees, and or conditions for obtaining such an increase as the density, providing incentive for the preservation of open space in Sussex County. With that said, good morning.
Good morning, Richard Couch, Sussex Planning. I have copies of the commission's report. I think you probably already have copies of it.
Yes, everybody does.
If you need a copy, let me know.
Thanks for this, too.
The Planning Commission held a public hearing January 26th. Deferred action until March 9th. On March 9th, they made a recommendation to enact the ordinance with certain conditions. Three conditions. We've made those changes in the ordinance. And then at the last council meeting, this was discussed. Requested certain revisions to the ordinance, and that's what's before you. Should have that in your agenda packet. That's the report.
Okay, gentlemen, you have a question, Mr. Couch, what you read for you. Start, Mr. Cole, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question. I'm trying to picture this. We have a rezoning in the future, or something, maybe even it's something we've already rezoned. But we have a rezoning or a conditional use.
Doesn't cover that.
Huh?
This is for cluster subdivisions in an AR district.
Okay. Only in the AR district.
And the bonus, if you will, would only apply if the cluster in the AR district were within a town center development district or environmentally sensitive area.
Does the additional density, I mean, do they still have to stay with single-family homes? Or do they have the flexibility to do it?
Cluster single-family subdivision with sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Have to be able to get a sewer allocation also.
And they have to bid, they have to go to public hearing, plan review through P&Z.
The normal subdivision approval procedure, which would be a public
So if a state agency has problem because of the road is got a high, you know, traffic service level on it, or the engineering department has problems like we've just been hearing about with development about sewer capacity and things like that. But the general public will come in and be able to say, we don't support that.
TAC would review it, which would be the environmental agencies and
right. But does the general
and
does
then
the
there would
does
be
the
a public
public
hearing.
The public has an opportunity to oppose it?
There would be a public hearing for the subdivision.
Review.
They
site
could
plan review process.
Speak in favor or in opposition at.
But right now, people have always felt that the that public hearing type of process doesn't really have the ability, you know, to where. We've you know, the pros and cons, people usually come here. So it doesn't come here at all.
Not for cluster subdivision. A subdivision approval by the planning.
But it just all stays at the planning and zoning level, and they can increase the density in certain areas and take this money or charge the fees. And, right?
If this is passed under these conditions, the findings by the commission that it's within the proper development district according to the plan and the proffer's been made, then they can allow the smaller lot size.
And more
in
density.
In effect is the density.
But only in an AR that's in a town center.
Only in an AR1 district within the town center development district and environmentally sensitive area. Not in the low density area.
Not in level 4.
No, right? That's correct.
A lot of that's or, level 4. They're not exactly the same.
Right,
but
yeah.
Right.
Large percentage.
All right, Mr. Phillips, questions?
Nope.
I have a couple. On page 2, on section 1, I read where it says environmentally sensitive development area as described within the land use element as shown on the future land use plan adopted by Sussex County. Not the present one, because we don't pass the next one until 2007.
That plan, figure 2, title of it is future land use.
Okay, that's kind of deceiving.
That's the proper title.
We're working on the update now for, I think, the administrative assistant last week, Hal Godwin, brought up that we were going through the process in 2007.
Correct.
It would go into effect. So this is kind of deceiving that it wouldn't be part of the present plan.
If once that plan is adopted, it would replace that and would be the plan of record at that time.
But technically, it's the present plan.
right now.
They're talking about future land use.
The plan that's been adopted for future land use.
I got you. Okay.
As opposed to existing land use.
If you read this kind of quickly, it's just like, it's for the
not now. But I think it's pretty clear that it's the figure two.
One other thing I saw in here that if it's in a cluster, like you said, development zone, AR, town center, and our cluster ordinance requires 30% open space.
That's correct.
Plus with the infrastructure, really like 50. When I increase the density in this area, does that maintain that 30%?
That part of the provision will remain. That's correct.
Because it still has to meet the ordinance.
Still meets the other requirements of the cluster ordinance, 30%.
Okay. The only other concern I had was the direction the council may say, and I hope for the other gentleman here, about the fee being charged. It's kind of like you put a tag on certain areas. I mean, environmentally sensitive is $20,000, and then it names out basically everybody else $15,000. That's correct? Is that
that's
just
correct.
Everybody else? Because that's kind of synonymous to have one and two when it's just east side, west side.
It allows variation in the districts if for some reason the one area you'd want $15,000, another maybe $18,000 or $10,000 or some other. It just allows for that variation. They could be easily collapsed also. It doesn't make any difference.
No, I'm not saying collapse. I'm just saying, you know, the one and two on page three just is all the same anyway. The only other concern I had was that the funding that comes in, my colleague Mr. Dukes had alluded a couple weeks ago that now we've been earmarking the money for open space, basically. And I'll let him speak and not try to take his thunder or comments, but his feelings or your feelings on the money, if it comes here to the county, which we're the overseeing body, that it would be for land use only, or I think you mentioned some other items, Mr. Dukes.
I don't have a problem with the ordinance, with the density in the cluster area in the development district, et cetera, as proposed in the ordinance. My question that I raised a week or two ago was the money that's coming in. The predictions are it could be quite a bit of money. And right now the ordinance says it goes into open space. I would like to, in order for me to justify supporting this, I would like to see the ordinance include that this money would be set aside into an escrow account. Could not be used for budgeting purposes, but would only be used with a supermajority if we were doing open space, land preservation, public safety, and infrastructure. As I mentioned, a lot of need for infrastructure, and I've got some ideas, but I won't bring up today because it's another whole long discussion that I think if this thing passes, we need to sit down and talk about. My only thought is I would like to see the money put aside and only could be brought out with a supermajority. That's my comment.
Mr. Griffith, in reference to his comments just made, under item 4, page 2, it specifically says it's advertised for open space preservation and or passive recreation areas, so we did not advertise for additional. Does that matter? That could open up a whole other debate.
Well, I guess it depends on how conservatively or how loosely you want to interpret the ordinance. The ordinance says that after the public hearing is finished, if you adopt it as to matters not embraced within the title, that you should go back. So what you've got to go through is determine what's embraced within the title and whether what you're thinking about adding adds something new, or it adds something that should be put within, embraced within the title.
Well, under item 4, it's pretty specific. It says what it's for, period.
Let me just say, Dale, doesn't the transfer tax take care of the two things, the public safety and the infrastructure? We're going to have another money grab to go fund more of this stuff?
I don't think it's enough, but, Mr. Cole.
We had $33 million in, what was it? How much in transfer tax? Wait, Mr. Jiggles, $33
million? Right.
$37 million in transfer tax collection, and that's not enough?
I didn't want to get into all the other infrastructure and things, but what I've been hearing from opposition of this thing, that they're talking about Sussex County not having infrastructure, that everybody's complaining about roads or complaining about a lot of things that require money. And discussion with council, I don't think that we should get into doing roads because we don't get the revenue for that. But I think that we could probably, if this money was set aside, as I suggested, we could sit down with the state and maybe do some type of partnering with them, because you and I will never live long enough to see much improvements to the roads here in Sussex County. That requires another whole debate if it happens. But I think if we would take this money and set aside, like I said, a lot of the opposition that we've got, if they see we're going to do infrastructure and step to the plate, I think that would.
But we have to, Dale. I think there's some merit to what you're saying. Let's say people are concerned about the lack of infrastructure with all this development, but there's no. We're just saying the words. We're not really coming up with any program. If it's laid out and they could see what we're doing. You're conceptually throwing out a lot of stuff here today, which again may have some merit, but the transfer tax covers of these areas, and we don't seem to be having much problem. We fund sewer, we additionally fund other things, but unless you're talking about a partnershiping with highways, that's something I think we as a council ought to talk about. But just to start escrowing a lot of money is corrupting to governments, whether you're in Washington, D.C., or you're a town government or a county government. Getting too much money, it gets out of whack. So,
Mr.
Define,
Griffin.
I mean, again, definitions is what we need.
Well, when we first got into this thing, the way the ordinance was originally proposed was that the purpose of it was for open space acquisition and preservation, and also to purchase
passive recreation.
Active and passive recreation areas, such as if you decided to have a county park system at some point in time.
So with that said.
If you... If you want to change the focus of this, it would almost be better to go back to the drawing board or adopt what you've got today.
Go for another public hearing later.
If you end up building up a large sum of money and you want to broaden the scope of what you can do with the money, do that as an amendment at a later date.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Well, that's basically what I was saying. Time will not allow us today for the debate that will. Where we would set up a program, Mr. Cole, we would decide what infrastructure we were going to participate in and partner it. And it's going to require a lot of discussion and debate with the state if we even consider that. I used to think that that's all the state's responsibility for the roads and so forth, and I still feel it is because they get all the gasoline tax and all the excise tax and revenue and all that. But in being real, it's not going to happen. But I think with further debate that we could probably come up with a program that would benefit the people of Sussex County, and I think they would...
Well, that's for another day, you're saying now.
Are you
trying to include it still tonight, today?
No,
we can't.
You're done. Okay, you're done trying
but
to...
But it have to be an amendment, or have to be another ordinance amendment to it later. And, this way it's not costing the taxpayers of the county anything. It's not costing, it's being paid by the people that are putting infrastructure and putting the pressure on the roads and the infrastructure in the county, and that I don't see anything wrong with that myself.
Okay, with that said, Mr. Jones.
Well, I was the one to certainly ask Vance to pull it off for a couple of weeks until I certainly had time to look at it and ask some questions. I do agree with Mr. Dukes. I think our state agencies are certainly falling far short in Sussex County. I think this is something, another debate that we have to take at another day to help build the infrastructure, because I think we won't live long enough because they haven't done anything in the last 30 years to amount to anything other than patch up little and put out fires. That's all they've done. I think, that it is only a cluster. I think that's it kind of limits its where the density could go. I think it is in the town centers in certain areas. It has P&Z has to vote on it. The public is involved in it. Again, I would think certainly that if this thing starts generating huge amount of money, that we certainly are going to have to look at it, and it will. I think we should review it annually, because I'm not sure that the amount of money that's sitting there for purchasing of this bonus density is at a point where it could go up or down. This depends on the situation. So,
okay,
I would support Mr. Duke's efforts in the future.
Okay, you've all had your statements. Any further questions, Mr. Counts?
Well, read the title. Rushes on, I guess.
Mr. Griffin, do you have any further comments?
The only other thing Mr. Duke said was it should be by a 4/5 majority vote, but that's already in
that's
there.
It.
That's correct.
Right.
All right, with that said, then I'll have Mr. Griffith read the title, and when you if you entertain a motion, state your reasons for voting the way you are, and also it's pretty, if we've debated for a few weeks, this is a clean copy and everything's in there that we discussed and debated at the public hearing. So with that, read the title, Mr. Griffith.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 25 of the Code of Sussex County, allowing for an increase in density in AR1 districts within comprehensive plan growth areas, providing for specific circumstances, fees, and or conditions for obtaining such an increase in density, and providing an incentive for the preservation of open space in Sussex County.
Gentlemen, you heard the ordinance.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Dukes. Second by Mr. Phillips to adopt the ordinance as read by Mr. Griffith. Questions on the motion? If not, call for the vote. Mr. Cole, state your reason for voting, please.
All right, we've had limited debate and limited workshops on this and limited everything else. I'm just going to have to take a little time here to maybe try to get some of these thoughts together, but it seems to me it's all about money. And right now there's so much money on the table with development in this county. And here's another, we got just nothing, but when it comes to preserving farmland, it's the only way we'll do it is if we buy their stuff. And now we're going to do open space. And I don't even really know what the definition of open space is. And I don't even know. And I don't even know if it's one that's agreeable to, most professional land use planning groups and stuff like that. So anyway, so I question even the definitions of all this. But it's too much money. It corrupts the process. There's going to be a ton of money floating around. Why would the county deny somebody because there's an opportunity to get money? It seems to me like it's contract zoning. It's similar to that where, you're going to come in and we're going to make a contract to get some money. We'll give them the zoning. So, I think what it's going to boil down to. Planning and zoning was concerned about, they thought that the office believes that the county should work closely with the town so that development occurs in a way in keeping with the character of the towns. And other things about the development districts in the town centers. There's nothing in here that says that there's going to be any of that cooperation. In the last land use plan, we had a intergovernmental cooperation type of ordinance, Bob. Did we ever adopt that into ordinance form?
The one mile intergovernmental, yes, we did.
Right, and it used to go around the county meeting with the towns. Does that still occur? When was the last time we had one of those meetings?
The first Friday of every month.
Yeah, that's great. Right.
That's SCAT.
That's what it's about.
I recall where we actually went and worked with the towns in the different districts. We had it all divided up. And those lasted for about a year. Not the SCAT, just the informal SCAT. It's now relegated SCAT. But we'll forget that.
You're stating your reasons for
voting. So we're exceeding a density. The exceeding of density in one area and then getting open space somewhere else, in my opinion, just doesn't compute. Talking to a landscape architect in the area who was talking about TDRs one time, he says, it would be the only way TDRs would work is if you looked at the watersheds, maybe, and if you transferred development rights in that watershed, and you would get some open space within that watershed. But to go outside the immediate area and buy some perceived open space and that's going to improve somebody's quality of life is just bogus, in my opinion, as a way to improve the quality of life here in Sussex County. So one area gets all the burden of additional houses and traffic and the other things and probably burden on the septic or the sewer system, which we've heard again about, and other infrastructure, schools, et cetera, et cetera. Also, what strikes me as ironic that we're applying this to the environmentally sensitive district. And now, adding more, anything goes in our environmentally sensitive district. We see what Kent County's done. And I applaud them for doing that. They've actually said, here's our environmentally sensitive district, and we're going to restrict housing. We're going to try to protect the environment. Here in Sussex County, what we're doing is we're giving the benefit of adding additional density and getting more traffic, more. So it does nothing to help the environmentally sensitive district. So it's an absurd way to direct it. If this would, this again, this ordinance may have more merit if it excluded the environmentally sensitive district and only talked about the town centers and the growth areas elsewhere in the county. I've alluded to it was just a money grab, and again, I see only one group that's really benefiting from this. It's, again, I hate to say it, it sounds like I'm always bashing, the developers. The developers are the only ones that are benefiting from this, and the county, obviously, with the money. So it's a money, it's again, it's all about money. This, I don't think this council, and I just alluded to it a little earlier, has a very good definition for open space. And it doesn't even have a good reputation of trying to encourage and support developers to provide good open space. So, I think this is another smokescreen to get more money into the county. And again, I concur with a lot of people out there that I think small government's good, and I think that we shouldn't be doing these kind of money grabs. Let me see what other notes I have here. Just a minute, gentlemen. Also, I think the when I talked about the office here, P&Z believes that they should work closely with the towns. I'd love to see the first application come in here and somebody work, and then before anything gets approved, that they go work with the towns. Because when you look at Rehoboth Beach, Lewis, you look at Bethany Beach, you look at Fenwick Island, they can ill afford any more greater density outside their areas, because right now the streets are full, we have nothing, but the situation is gridlock in most of the coastal area, and all you're doing is giving another mechanism to increase density by avoiding a lot of public scrutiny. So I think it's one of these programs that feels good, but it's going to be like your cluster housing. It's going to cause a lot of problems. It's going to be difficult to defend, and I think we're going to have many, many problems with it. But if it feels good, gentlemen, go ahead and do it and adopt it today, but it's government intrusion into the marketplace, and I don't like it, and I don't think we need it. I think the marketplace is doing fine. We have, right now, we've got development. This whole county is a development district, so I think it's just not necessary. So my vote's obviously no.
Mr. Cole votes no.
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips.
I expected that vote from Mr. Cole. What's ironic is that 2 weeks ago, Mr. Cole gave away density without any consideration for the public. In the design consultant group application, Mr. Cole voted to approve a 60% increase in density above the zoning that the property had. And today he's criticizing the prospect of increasing density.
State your reasons for voting, please.
Yeah, please. Well, I don't know. You're criticizing me.
Yeah, let's go.
I think it's very important.
Email me.
I think it's
like
very
that.
Important to point out disingenuous arguments.
We knew that was going
to happen. Thank you. Just give your own reasons.
The second application 2 weeks ago was Sunrise Ventures, in which Mr. Cole advocating a doubling of density in that application. In both these cases, there was no consideration whatsoever for the public.
We knew how he was going to vote.
This ordinance is about the money. This ordinance will change the direction that this county and most governing bodies have applied in the past by redirecting the money from the pockets of the developers, like happened 2 weeks ago, and putting at least a portion of that money back into the public domain through the preservation of open space. I appreciate very much Mr. Dukes' concern for infrastructure. I concur with Mr. Dukes that times are changing and we at the county level are going to have to step up and accept some responsibility for certain infrastructure needs that in the past have been the responsibility of the state. I agree with Mr. Stickles' argument quite often that if we are going to start building roads, we should receive some of the taxes that go into transportation, fuel tax, or what have you. We have a great opportunity here to set a precedent that increased densities do not come cheap or for free, as has happened in the past. In the future, we can apply the same principle to change of zones and to conditional uses. The cluster subdivision is a very limited tool in this county's development process. There is going to be significant money raised, but it really will probably pale in comparison to the money that could be generated through future ordinances that this council could apply to infrastructure needs, such as articulated by Mr. Dukes. With that said, I'm going to vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones.
I think I stated most of my reasons in the discussion, but I will just bring up that I think I do share the same concerns as Mr. Dukes. I think the public safety part is certainly an issue that we're going to have to address because the state will not or cannot, wherever it may be, cannot address it. And I think the ordinance should be reviewed on a yearly basis because if we do start generating a huge amount of money, that it certainly will be something that we need to look at public safety because that is a huge issue in the county. I think open space, if I'm not mistaken, Rick, and you can correct me, but last year or so, we just adopted a new open space ordinance. And we revised it, and we're going, it's been maybe a year ago, and we're looking, trying to do it again as far as a description of open space. I know we have one in our land use plan now. I certainly think it should be looked at. We've tried to bring it back two or three times. It's never made it. I think this is certainly a ordinance that was dealing strictly with cluster development. This is a small step. I was very concerned that I don't think we should open the whole conditional uses, zone changes, and those kind of issues at this time for those issues. And I think it will help preserve some of that level 4 low density area. My vote is yes.
Mr. Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes.
There's pros and cons about the ordinance, however. I'm going to vote yes. It's supported by the Farm Bureau, and I think I've stated my reasons for supporting it. There is a need for additional things other than open space, but however, I think that's very important along with land preservation. And my vote yes is also to the council that the consensus this morning is we're going to revisit this thing and redefine maybe the uses of some of this money. And I think that was a consensus this morning. You're all willing to do that because I think there's some needs, as I stated, but that needs to be another debate, which I said. This was originally supported by the State Planning Office, and then they sort of backed away because the state's coming up with a TDR program. And as I understand, if it ever gets through, which there's doubt it might, anything happen, but if they develop a TDR program, I understand it's just going to be enabling legislation. And I know Mr. Cole is not supportive of TDRs because he's saying where else do you need density on his side of the county? And it depends on if you're in a receiving area or sending area. So I'm glad we're moving on this thing this morning, getting it voted on. But I do think that refine-tune this thing, I think that there is money there that we can do some things we've never been able to do before. And with the understanding we're going to revisit it sometime in the near future, my vote's yes.
Mr. Dukes votes yes. Over the last week or two, my comments are going to be strictly to the ordinance as it was presented and not my reasons aren't for taking the money and putting it in some other use at the present time. It was basically what I asked for under number 2 where the funding was going to be for the acquisition of open space and the passive recreation. You know, this would be a case where density would no longer be free, that the extra density would leverage dollars for the open space preservation and other related needs. And we all know that how much this property is, and we've been wanting to do a program and already started it with many other agencies out there to acquire open space land where development is not desired and to have a green way. And this would go forward and it wouldn't be free. Every additional 2 units granted would preserve a minimum of 1 acre of open space if purchased outright for passive or active recreation, as I said in the ordinance, it speaks of that, and up to 4 acres preserved through purchase of development rights. I truly believe that the time is coming where TDRs are going to come into their own, not as a countywide program, but it's probably got to be done in districts, because I don't think there's enough receiving areas at the beaches to do it open, totally open. When extra units are sold, it is not more land being developed. That acre on which two more units will be built is already being developed, so you'd be having that density placed there. Land preserved through the process is land which no extra infrastructure will ever be needed. It'll be right there where it's already being developed. The opportunity for Sussex County, this is a direction for us to take a step forward to preserving open space and utilizing that word equity to farmers. Another option for the farmer to utilize equity of his land if he desires no longer to till it, because right now he has no option except when a developer comes along to say, I'll give you X number of dollars. And with the state planning and the governor's office and the direction they're saying with no development level 4, and some of the DelDoc comments over the last few weeks would limit the opportunity for a farmer to sell his land. Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission did have concerns, but they did recommend this unanimously. And passing this program doesn't preclude, as I said, the participation in TDR program of the future, and the state may eventually pass. However, does not get us immediate on track of the granting funds for preserving open space partnership with many conservation organizations. So I think it's a step in the right direction. I don't know if at this point in time if I would support taking the funding from here to something else, but that's another day of debate and public hearing where we get the public input. So with that said, my vote would be yes, motion pass.
Thank you very much.
Could I just say I'd like to thank Mr. Katz for his work on this. He was very responsive, very diligent, and also Mr. Griffin for working with me and having patience with me, which is required when we're getting at this level. Appreciate the
council. Okay, and with that, we move on to the next item. Lost my agenda.